Welcome to Women Winning Divorce, the podcast helping successful women navigate divorce with dignity so you can protect yourself, your children, and your assets. I'm Heather Quick, founding attorney at Florida Women's Law Group, where women win at life. Hello, I'm Heather Quick with the Women Winning Divorce podcast. Today, I will be discussing the separation of Lori Loughlin and Massimo Giannulli after nearly 28 years of marriage. While no divorce proceedings have been filed yet, what's public already gives us lessons about high asset splits, timing, and how past financial or legal issues can complicate a separation. So they share two daughters, both adults, so no child support or time sharing will be in dispute. The biggest issues will be how to divide real estate, their Hidden Hills home is listed for sale, their businesses, and whether spousal support or alimony will apply. They were both involved in the 2019 college admission scandal, pled guilty, and they both served time and sustained reputational and financial setbacks. Obviously, I think everybody knows about that scandal, and I think they got hit really pretty hard with it. They both served substantial jail sentences. I mean, 2 months and 5 months. So it's a pretty big deal for sure. So how should a separation strategy differ if no divorce is filed yet? I think it's really important that obviously you speak with an attorney, and the state that you live in is going to make a difference because California is a community property state. Florida is a separate property state, and you need to know the differences and what implications if you're living separately and who's supporting who, where's the money going, how's it being spent. That's really important. In a high asset divorce with adult children, how do courts approach alimony and division without parenting factors? Well, they're just going to look at the division of property usually, and they're also going to look at the income to both parties. I mean, that's always an issue of alimony to some level, is who's got the money and what the needs are. Are the needs being met? Both spouses, they may both have residual streams of income, but they may differ. So that's going to really be where that gets determined. I hope this has been helpful for any of our listeners who may have questions about or are going through this right now. If you want more, go back and listen to our full episode 109, High Net Worth Divorce with Holly J. Moore. Thank you for listening.
Listeners, if you or someone you know in the Northeast Florida area is going through or even thinking about divorce, you're not alone. Taking that first step can feel overwhelming, but it doesn't have to be. Our newsletter is filled with actionable advice tailored to guide you through this process. By signing up, you'll gain the tools to face the unknown with courage and see if we're the right fit to support you during this life-changing time. Don't wait. Click the link in the show notes, fill out the form, and take the first step toward building a brighter future today.
This podcast is for informational and entertainment purposes only and is not an advertisement for legal services. The information provided on this podcast is not intended to be legal advice. If you have a legal issue, please contact an attorney in your local jurisdiction. The views and opinions expressed by the hosts and guests are solely those of the individuals and do not represent the views or opinions of the firms or organizations with which they are affiliated. This podcast is available for private, non-commercial use only. Any editing, reproduction, or redistribution of this podcast for commercial use or monetary gain without the expressed written consent of the podcast's creator is prohibited.